All right, next author is Ben Laurie, who is the author of the book Stories for Nighttime and Some for the Day, published by Penguin in 2011. Today he will read, what's the title of your piece? What was it? The Lemon Tree. My notes say, please provide title of short story you will read. Okay, I thought that wasn't it. It's called The Lemon Tree. He will also be on the panel tomorrow at 12:30 called Fiction Over the Edge. So be sure to see Ben again tomorrow. Come on up, Ben.
Can you hear me? Can anybody hear me? Yeah, okay. This is called More. How's that? Okay. This is called The Lemon Tree. A farmer was wandering through his orchard at harvest time when he saw an apple hanging from one of his lemon trees. He frowned at it a while and then went and fetched a ladder and climbed up and plucked it from the branch. "Look what I found in one of the lemon trees," he said to his wife when he got home that night. "Very funny," she said. "No, really," said the farmer. "This apple was growing from one of the lemon trees." "I'm not stupid," said his wife. "Don't be ridiculous." The farmer looked at her, then down at the apple. He raised it to his mouth and took a little bite. It tasted faintly of lemon. "It tastes like lemon," the farmer said. "Are you sure you don't want to try it?" "You must be out of your mind," his wife said, and she went back to doing the laundry. The next day, the farmer went back to the tree and examined it with a great deal of care. There were no more apples growing anywhere on it, but he could still see the spot where his had been. "I guess I'll just have to wait," said the farmer, and that was exactly what he did. Before the start of the next harvest time, the farmer got everything set up. He arranged a pair of cameras, one on either side of the tree, and aimed them at where the apple had been. So there was plenty of photographic documentation when the apple grew again. Or rather, when the two new apples grew, it seemed the apples were spreading. The farmer took the photographs and went downtown, showed them to his friends, to the man at the paper. But they all just looked at him like he was nuts. "Don't bother us with this stuff," they said. So the farmer went back home and sat on his porch and ate the two new lemony apples. They didn't taste quite as lemony to him as the one had the season before. It took many years, but finally the lemon tree was transformed, completely changed into an apple tree. And by then the farmer had all but forgotten he'd ever tried to make other people see it. And the fact was, by then it didn't really matter, because most of the old crowd was gone. The farmer's wife had run off one day, and his friends at the man at the paper had passed on. So the farmer would sit out alone on his porch, and he'd eat the apples from his tree. And in time, he too disappeared from the world. And there's a school now where the apple tree used to be.